Timoulin Positive Action Group met yesterday with representatives of TII, the designers, AECOM and the Kildare County Council engineers about the controversial Moon Timoulin cycleway. The €1.6 million project came under more scrutiny earlier this year as a damning audit found a range of serious design flaws that could endanger the safety of motorists, cyclists and pedestrians. Mark Hilliard, chair of the Moon and Timoulin Positive Action Group, joins me now on the line. Mark, good morning. Thanks for taking our call.
Oh, Hannah, thanks very much for inviting me on again.
Absolutely, no problem. We were speaking before, earlier this year, when that audit was released of the Moon Timoulin cycleway. I mean, a pretty serious one, highlighting serious dangers there. I suppose, was that a topic of discussion at yesterday's meeting?
Oh, absolutely. The safety audit report mentioned 24 dangerous shortcomings with the roadway. So after spending €2.3 million, you'd think that it might be done right the first time. But anyway, having said that, we had a meeting yesterday. We met with TII and Kildare County Council, where they showed us the plans that they had to roll out these changes to make the roadway safe. And they produced these maps, which had just red writing everywhere, detailing all the dangerous flaws and where improvements were to be made. And they outlined it all to us, and we listened intently with them to what they were saying. And we reiterated that we had 115 incidents on that road since we started recording incidents in October, including minor incidents, losing tyres from hitting off curbs, to people being hospitalised, cars been lost, been written off, etc., etc.
And their response to your concerns and all of those, the figures that you outlined, from the accidents there to the likes of inadequate lighting, and also, I suppose, how much it is currently costing, were those answers you were able to get from yesterday?
Well, there's a number of things there. The cost one is the easiest to answer. There was nobody there that could tell us how much it had cost and how much it was going to cost to rectify the situation. There wasn't. I made a couple of suggestions to them because I know that the initial cost was to be 1.9 million of that. It was, sorry, 1.6 million for the works, 200,000 for Kildare County Council to manage the project, 100,000 to design the plan. So that was where it started. I fear it's at about 2.3 million, and I'm going to take a wild guess that it's probably going to end up at maybe 2.8, 2.9 million. I don't know. My guess, well, at least I'm given a guess. I got no guess yesterday, and I got no answer as to what it cost. I found it incredulous that the paymasters, the people writing the cheques, who are TII, they had no idea how much they'd spent already. Kildare County Council, who are dealing with the contractor, they had no idea how much they'd spent already. It was like farcical. It really is. I found where the hole in the government's budget is, because there's just absolutely no accountability, no regard to taxpayers here. We're not being listened to. The exercise yesterday was, we put a lot of pressure on, and in fairness to a couple of elected representatives, they put down dull questions and so on and so forth. So they were instructed to meet us, which they did do, and they can tick their box. But really, it wasn't a constructive meeting from our point of view yesterday.
Sounds like you're describing it really as a box ticking exercise by the likes of the TII and the council yesterday.
Well, if the minister asks TII, did you meet those people? He'll say, yes, I did. But it was pointless. It was a waste of time. It's a poorly conceived project. It was poorly planned, poorly designed, poorly executed, poorly managed. But it doesn't really matter, because it's not costing anybody, really. It's only the taxpayer. Sure, what does that matter?
Joining me also on the line is Fine Gael councillor on the Athy Municipal District, Ivan Keatley. Ivan, good morning. Thanks for holding the line there this morning. Last August, you said that you agreed that this project, the Moon Timoulin cycleway, is expensive, but you did hope the project will lay the groundwork for broader active transport connectivity. Essentially, all of the other Athy councillors, but you have called it a failed scheme. Is your view still the same today?
Thanks, Hannah, for having me on. I'm not saying you're misquoting me, Hannah, but we have come an awful long way since last August. And what I qualified that statement with was when I said that I wasn't a roads engineer. I wasn't the person fit to say whether something was going to end up fit for purpose or not. That responsibility clearly lied with AECOM, the designers, TII, as Mark has said, who appointed AECOM, and Kildare County Council, who were given the responsibility of carrying out the pilot scheme in the first instance. So all of those people have come to the table since the bollards appeared last August. As I outlined last August, Hannah, we, and I include myself and the four other local representatives, were given absolutely no say in whether or which or how this project was going to carry out. What I did say, Hannah, was that and you're correct in saying that you know, a transition to other forms of transport, and I think we can all see this morning the outcome of being over-reliant on fossil fuels and a need to get to a place where we're giving people options. And if you look at Moon and Himalayan, for an example, where we now have a 7 day a week, seven times a day bus service, we can see how, when people are consulted and when local representatives are listened to, that projects can be successful and that local people can benefit from the spending of taxpayers' money, as Mark has pointed out. And that, for me, has been as frustrating as it has been for Mark and the Moon Timoline Action Group. And could I just say what I said at our meeting last week when some of the Action Group were present, and it has to be noted, it has to be said back to the community, that in fairness to the Moon Timoline Action Group, and I have over a couple of hundred emails from the group themselves, in particular, Flurry, Kenny has done a marvellous job in tabulating and making sure that everybody is aware of what's actually going on the road on a daily basis, and they should be commended for that, and I congratulate Mark and the group for being persistent and consistent in making sure that this road is left in a safe state, and as you have already pointed out, the safety audit has pointed to a number of flaws for everybody using the road, and for me as a local representative, Anna, this, you know, one of the major concerns I have is that, you know, from the very start, road users have been pitted against one another. So cyclists have been pitted against hauliers, against motorists, against joggers, against dog walkers. At no stage has TII explained to people how this shared, what they're calling a shared road space scheme, is supposed to be doing, and outlining the reasons why, in spite of several attempts at engagement, in spite of a day-long workshop with the community, in spite of the meeting that Mark and the group had yesterday. So it's infuriating and extremely worrying for me as a local representative to see how this process has evolved over the last number of months.
And Ivan, is it known exactly why TII don't have the answers? I mean, are they even able to answer that question?
Which particular question?
Why can't they give answers to anything? Why can't they give the cost, how much this is costing?
I am at a loss, as much as Mark and yourself are, Anna, as to how that is being controlled. To my mind, we have just too many fingers in the pie here. We have too many bodies here saying that they are, you know, being responsible or are the responsible body, and yet it's everybody who is responsible and nobody is responsible. You know, we have the NTA at the back of this. We in the Fianna Gael group, Hannah, just to let your listeners know, have a motion down for full council this month calling the NTA and TII to come before us, because there one particular, Mark mentioned 24 items that the safety audit has pointed to. One particular item is this use of this slip form curb that has been used in Moon and previously was used in the Kilcullen Road walking and cycling scheme in Naas. It has been proven beyond doubt that the use of this type of curb is an absolute disaster. And we need to have TII and NTA in front of local public representatives explaining why they are persistently are persisting with something that is quite obviously failing. I want to see the road safer for pedestrians. I passed that road this morning, Hannah, at 6:30, and there were two joggers on the road. You know, these people need to know that this road is now safer, not more dangerous. And we need to have, as I said, the work carried out to make sure that the road is safe. As I said, we were told last August that this construction job was going to take a couple of months. Here we are now in April 2026, and it's still ongoing. It is farcical now at this stage.
And Mark, I'll bring you back in now. And thanks for holding there. The council, or apologies, at that meeting yesterday, and you pointed out that they said there will be new bollards, brightly coloured paint and signage that will be making it more safer. Is that enough to? Is that enough, really?
Oh, absolutely not. The scheme needs to be taken out. I mean, that's the only thing that's going to make it safe. They are talking about, you know, reflective paint. There's no lighting going in. There's no budget for that. I don't think there's a budget for maintaining it. In the bad weather there recently, there was flooding. That's not going to be addressed. That's outside the scheme. Actually, I'm going to tell you something that's farcical now. It's nearly funny. The objective of the pilot scheme was to discover the psychological behaviour of drivers with four different types of cycling treatments. So we have high poles that are black and white, and we have curbs, and we did four different treatments. And with the safety measures that are going in, what they're putting in now is these high bollards along the full length of the scheme. So it completely invalidates the other three treatments. So they have no way of evaluating those four different treatments on driver behaviour, which why the scheme was put in. Nothing to do with cyclists. Doesn't matter. I was told by the council, doesn't matter how many cyclists use it. But now, the original premise of the pilot scheme is completely invalidated by the safety works that they're going to do. It's an absolute joke. And to be honest with you, it's all talk, all talk, all talk, and we'll meet and we'll consult. There's no talking, there's no consulting. We're on high, been talked down to. The only person that can change this is Darragh O'Brien, the Minister for Transport. If he issued a directive to get this thing sorted out, get it taken out, it would be actioned on. That's the only thing that's going to matter. And with all due respect to Ivan and all the other councillors, and they have all worked for us, and I will say that Ivan got TII to meet with us last September through the auspices of the Minister for Agriculture, and I'm calling on Ivan here again today to please use his influence with the Minister for Agriculture to get his colleague Darragh O'Brien to meet us and to come down and see the disaster that's been made of our community. It really is. In the modern age, there is no such thing as democracy here. We've been railroaded by faceless bodies that are awash with money, completely awash with money, and we're suffering. We're suffering, but it doesn't matter. Nobody can say we made a mistake. Can't do that. Because, you know, oh my God, the whole world will end if somebody made a mistake. But a major mistake has been made here, and it needs to be corrected. And Darragh O'Brien needs to man up, and he needs to do his job, what he's paid for, to represent the people in communities like ours. And our local minister, Martin Hayden, is the man in power. He should bring whatever power he can. He has done some work for us, and I'm not criticising him for that. But this just needs to be actioned. It's an absolute disgrace, and the taxpayers' money is just a complete sideline. It doesn't matter. There's an endless pot of money here to fix people's mistakes so that they don't have red faces.
Ivan, I want to bring you in there just to give your response to Mark's asks of, is that, could you bring this to Minister Hayden to bring it to the attention of Darragh O'Brien?
The situation as it's been evolving, as I said, Hannah, since last August, Martin is fully aware of the situation on a daily basis. He has been back to the minister on countless occasions, and again the response I think that the minister gave, I think to Seán Fáil, I think, and Mark can correct me if I'm wrong on that. It was either Seán Fáil or Mark Wall. The last day was that the TII were to meet the group, and as Mark said, that has happened yesterday. So now, you know, as has been described by Mark, that has been viewed as by the group as an abject failure. So we absolutely need to go back to the minister again and inform him of that and ask him to come and meet the group directly to hear exactly what the concerns are. And as Mark says, to rectify the situation. That absolutely needs to happen. And I'll continue to work on a daily basis to achieve that until we have that outcome. And just to say again, I have placed a motion last November that this be left on our progress report. So every month we're meeting, we are talking, we are discussing, and we are sending letters to TII and to the Minister from the five local representatives also informing him of the situation. And that's where that will stay. We're not letting this go
In fairness to Ivan as the Cathaoirleach, there was a motion passed whereby TII were asked to meet the local councillors in relation to this issue. And do you know what happened? Point-blank refusal. How condescending is that? Our elected representatives completely snubbed. They would not meet with them. I mean, what is going on in this country?
And so, Mark, what is next now that meeting yesterday, not to your standards, you just called it a box-ticking exercise. What next for Moon, Timolin, the action group there, and just as a whole for the community?
Well, we're continuing on. We had a public meeting last night. We had a public meeting last night, and we just reported back on what we had found out, and the fact that we were disappointed that it was a box ticking exercise. And really, the common consensus is the only person that can sort this out is the government ministers, Dara O'Brien principally, and again, I'm calling on Martin Hayden, our local minister for agriculture, to use whatever power he has to sort it. Look, there's a lot of things going on in the world. We know that. There's the world is in crisis in relation to Iran, refugees. We have protests in Dublin in relation to diesel increases. This is going on. We're begging to get this taken out since last July. We thought it was a folly then, and it has proved to be a folly. And do you know, the sad part is, I don't think anybody's going to really listen to us until somebody dies on that road. And that will happen. And it's a sorry thing to have to say, that that's when people will sit up and take notice. But, you know, when that family is met, you know, by whoever, it's going to be very, very hard to justify what has gone on here. And Ivan has campaigned, and other councillors have campaigned, for lighting on that road at dangerous junctions where people have lost their lives. And they've made junctions like that worse. But it doesn't matter.